The 10th International Conference of the Stop Cervical, Breast and Prostate Cancer Initiative in Africa has opened in the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa, with more than 1,000 participants across the continent attending. The First Lady, Lolita Mahama, and her colleague First Ladies from Kenya, Chad, Uganda, and the host country Ethiopia are attending the conference. Mrs. Mahama, who is also the president of the Organization of African First Ladies, OFLA, and an advocate of stopping cervical and breast cancer, will be sharing Ghana's success story in the prevention and treatment of these diseases and the way forward. Speaking at the opening of the conference, the Prime Minister of the Federal Republic of Ethiopia, Haile Mariam Desalegn, asked African First Ladies to intensify their campaign towards the prevention and eradication of cervical and breast cancer in their countries, with focus on early detection and treatment. Yvonne Atilegu filed this report from Addis Ababa.
Ghana's First Lady Lordina Mahama has always been a strong advocate in the fight against breast, cervical and prostate cancer, which she has carried to about 7 regions of the country. This she has done by organizing periodic screening and medical outreach programs that has benefited more than 3,000 people. Speaker after speaker at the conference described cancer of all types as serious, causing more than 8 million deaths annually than deaths caused by HIV, AIDS and malaria. This is because people do not attach seriousness to its early detection and treatment. It is estimated there will be 50% increase in cancer cases in Africa by 2030. These alarming figures therefore informs the decision by African First Ladies to do more in the fight against cervical, breast and prostate cancer. The Ethiopian Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn, said even as African First Ladies intensify awareness, they should also drum home the need for early detection, as that is one of the cost-effective ways of reducing the disease in the long term.
Cost-effective interventions must also be made available in an equitable manner through access to information and education about cancer at the primary health care level. We must work round the clock in order to make sure that anyone who needs treatment can access health care, including the necessary medications for managing the illness of cancer. First Ladies of Africa, I am well aware of the fact that you have the ears of mothers in your respective countries and that you are a resource in a position to gain the trust and confidence of mothers. Therefore, I call upon all First Ladies of Africa to intensify the campaign that you have started against cancer and other reproductive health problems. You should involve relevant stakeholders, including political leaders, your husbands mainly, and develop the partners in your indispensable endeavor. I want to assure you that Africa will remain forever grateful to you for your magnificent contributions.
First Lady of the Federal Republic of Ethiopia, Roman Tesfaye Abney, spoke strongly about the cost of cancer drugs. She said cancer drugs are very expensive, which the average person cannot afford.
We African First Ladies have realized more than ever we have an important part to play in changing this dismaying situation. By working hand in hand with the formal health structure as well as non-state actors, we can call for stronger policy attention and resource allocation to fight cancer in our respective countries. We need to advocate strongly for a much higher level of investment in cancer treatment and care facilities, as well as the training of specialists. We should persistently continue to foster partnership with the private sector to make sure that Africans can afford treatment drugs, pain medications, as well as comprehensive and patient-centered cancer treatment and care. Just the other day, I learned that cancer treatment drugs for children costs up to $3,000 or more. What does this mean in a country where the average per capita income is below $700? Should a mother just watch her child perish knowing only if she had this much money she could have saved her baby? This again is the story of Africa that has to change.